Any question? What's my question?
What are we doing? What are we reading?
Yeah. Where are we?
Where are we?
Where are we? We left it somehow in the middle of the air, right, last night, as usual. It's always like that. We are looking at the story with really no beginning and no end. What is that story that we are looking in and have no beginning and no end? Your story. We're talking about you. Here we're not talking about me at all. We're talking about you. Right? You. We're looking at what? Story of your life. Which has no beginning and no end. I've talked about it several times. If you want to know your beginning, you have to go back. Fortunately, now we know how back you could go. At least to grandma. That we know. Right? Remember? And from your grandma to your grandma's grandma. So, we don't know how to start. Do you? Do you have any idea how life is started? Because that's your beginning. Where it ends? You have no clue. Honestly, you have no clue. And there is nothing wrong about this. Not only is there nothing wrong about this, this will give it a very special value. Because in this universe of rules, these logically interconnected zillion and zillion of different matters together, we are the exception. Each piece of stone has a beginning, right? Big Bang, yes. There is a moment that before that this stone could not exist. How we don't know, but at least there is a beginning. What awesome. We are the only unique. We are living in a story. We are living practically. And a story with no beginning and no end. And when I said we, not forget all the living creatures are included. Because we don't know even where the limits are. We're all in it. Life. Life. Beautiful story because it has no beginning and it has no end. The amazing thing for every one of us, it has a beginning and it has an end. This is the beautiful, complicated story we are looking at. To do what? Honestly? Just to make you feel better. That's it. If you expect something else, you're in the wrong place. This is what it is about. Because that feeling I referred to, that doesn't go back to all animals and stuff like that. When I said feeling, I didn't mean that sensing and understanding the environment and reacting to it that every living creature does. I'm talking about something else, which is only in human beings. Therefore, we imagine human being as a shell, a container, marvelous one. The most advanced biological machine we have ever seen and we know about. We This is this body, right? This is the jar. It contains something else. That feeling I'm talking about. Some feelings which not only has nothing to do with all those senses and understanding and even attachments of the animal creatures to each other. Not only it has nothing to do with that, it is much, much more serious than that, and it's sometimes quite opposite of that. Let's go to the first feeling in a living creature. Imagine that the first living creature, no matter what it is, right? What is the first need for that creature? Food. That's simple. Needs food, right? Therefore, it has some instrument to attend to that. What is it? This. Grabbing, right? Here I'm talking about something which is giving. It's not grabbing. So it's opposite that first necessity of the animal. An animal should react to environment, and if environment is undesirable, what does animal do? Will run away. Seeks shelter. Defenders. I'm talking about someone who sees a very dangerous moment and will give his or her life to just help someone who doesn't know and he doesn't have anything in common even. Those feelings. And we know those are more important than the food. Somebody at the door, maybe.
No.
Anyway, sorry. A feeling, a special feeling, which is not the feeling of the animal, is in us. And to point to it correctly, we point to something that needs a lot of talking to understand it. The basic of this non-animal feeling is something we should understand. That should be the first thing to do, right? Logically, if we want to talk about you, if you honestly and simply understood that we know something that will make, have made us feel good, feel better. You want to understand that? First you should understand this, that okay, you're here. We're not talking about us. We don't live in us. There is we. So, we talk to you about you. Because at the end of the day, this should be useful to you, right? Okay. So, we have to try to explain the first step, that there is something very complicated, exceptional, and could not be observed in the animals. And that something needs to be understood because it's very complicated. So let's talk about that. Book one talks about that. What is that? Book one talks about love. Remember those seven stages? And I spent some time here to explain and somehow did you understand why this is six books and not seven, which by itself is nonsense, but for me is important. Because the first one, which is yearning, is something that you have behind you. That's why you're sitting down here. You start from the second book. The main thing you understand. What is